Hey, Ryan. Happy Almost Earth Day.
What up, Pamela?
Whoa. Ryan, are you okay?
I'm good. It's just hard to see you.
Why are you wearing eclipse glasses?
Because I missed the total eclipse and I refuse to miss it again.
Right?
I'm fine. Totally fine. So fine that we should start the show. I'm Ryan Willard.
And I'm Pamela Kirkland. It's Thursday, April 18th.
This is the 10 News.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
5,
4, 3,
2, 1.
So if you just sit still and don't move, you won't crash into anything.
I can sit still, but I cannot promise to not crash into anything. Aren't we celebrating Earth Day today?
We are. Earth Day 2024 is on April 22nd. It's a day for humans to raise awareness of environmental issues and to promote eco-friendly practices. Do you know how it started?
Earth Day started in the U.S. in 1970 when Gaylord Nelson, a Wisconsin senator, and John McConnell, a San Francisco activist, encouraged Americans to join a grassroots demonstration to raise awareness about air pollution, pesticides, and toxic drinking water.
Yep, and it worked. More than 20 million Americans participated, and as a result, the U.S. government created the Environmental Protection Agency by the end of 1970 and followed up with laws like the Endangered Species Act, the Clean Air Act, and the Clean Water Act.
And now, more than 190 different countries around the world celebrate Earth Day.
Since we're going into Earth Day, let's talk about some good things happening with the planet.
Solar power is smashing records in the United States. A report from the Solar Energy Industries Association showed that in 2023, solar power accounted for most of the capacity the U.S. added to its electric grid. California and Texas led the charge to a stellar year, which we hope continues in 2024.
The Earth's lungs are breathing a little bit easier. Deforestation in the Amazon has dropped to a five-year low. Brazil, which has the biggest share of tropical forest in the world, has made great progress, and eco-minded President Lula announced a $204 million reforestation fund to work with their pledge to stop all deforestation by the end of the decade.
Now, the theme for Earth Day 2024 is Planet versus Plastics, which aims to raise awareness of plastic pollution for the sake of humanity and planetary health and demand a 60% reduction in the production of all plastic by 2040. The goal is to reduce single-use plastic consumption, demand an end to fast fashion, invest in technology that can reduce plastic use, and push for a strong UN treaty on plastic pollution.
By the end of June 2024, the EU is required to finish the Packaging and Packaging Waste Regulation, which is the world's biggest attempt to crack down on microplastics leaking into the environment. In the EU, some packaging will be completely banned, and by 2030, all packaging material must contain recycled material.
We hope to see efforts like this from the U.S. and China, so if you want to join in on the fight against plastics this Earth Day, check out our show notes for some links to help you get involved.
Did you see the solar eclipse?
The tenors might have, but I did not. And I can't see much of anything with these glasses on, and I'm still wrapping my head around what exactly an eclipse is.
A solar eclipse is when the moon passes between the sun and Earth, blocking all or part of the sun. On April 8, 2024, a total solar eclipse tracked from south-central Mexico all the way up across the United States to northern Maine. In a total solar eclipse, the sun was completely blocked, causing a period of darkness, and was even up to 4 minutes in New Jersey. The eclipse's path of totality crossed directly over 44 million people, making it the biggest eclipse crowd ever for North America.
I can't believe I missed it.
Well, you're in luck. Bridget Todd is here to give us a recap.
The Bridget Todd? Where is she?
Right over here.
This week, there was a solar eclipse. That means the moon traveled in between the Earth and the sun. And I traveled all the way to Mazatlan, Mexico, to see the eclipse in what's called the Path of Totality. That means the moon was directly and exactly in between the sun and the Earth for about 4.5 minutes. It was my first time seeing an eclipse in this way. Now, I had been told that it's really cool, It kind of looks and feels like it does when it's nighttime. The sky gets all dark. It gets really quiet. The birds stop chirping. And it's like somebody just turned the lights all the way down. Only, it's not happening at night, it's happening in the middle of the day. You didn't have to go all the way to Mazatlan, Mexico like I did though, because you could see totality from parts of Vermont, New York State, Ohio, and Texas, as long as it wasn't too cloudy, that is. But even if you don't live in a state in the path of totality, you might have been able to see the moon go over the sun a little bit through special dark eclipse glasses. This is really important. You should never look at the sun without these special dark glasses, because you could hurt your eyes.
Ah, my eye!
You shouldn't do it ever, but especially you shouldn't do it during an eclipse. I have never seen a total eclipse before, and it felt like the entire city, kids, grown-ups, everybody, went down onto the beach in Mexico to wait for it and watch. As the moon slowly passed in front of the sun, the entire beach got darker, quieter. It started to feel like it does when it's dusk. The air got cooler and there were weird shadows everywhere. And then, when the moon was finally directly over the sun, we were in totality.
Just the tiniest little sliver of sun, y'all.
I'm trying to find words to describe it, but I really don't have them. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
It was so beautiful. And it seemed like both the longest and the shortest 4 minutes ever. I didn't want it to end, but it did end. And we all had to put our special eclipse glasses back on because the moon was slowly uncovering the sun.
Oh!
It was beautiful.
As beautiful as the eclipse was, probably the best part was just watching it down on the beach with so many people, some of whom traveled from all over just to watch this one eclipse for 4 minutes. And it reminded me of when I was a little kid. When I was a kid, I loved looking up at the sky. I loved laying on my back looking up at the stars, watching meteor showers, and looking for planets. And out on the beach during the eclipse, we were all little kids, looking up at the sky in wonder. Back to you, Ryan.
Thanks so much for stopping by, Bridget.
She's already gone, Ryan.
Yep. Missed that completely. Excuse me. I hear a human with small feet. Identify yourself.
Hi, I'm Talia, Owen's cousin. I'm looking for the trivia room.
Oh, cool. It's two doors down the hall.
Thanks.
Welcome to the trivia room.
Hi, Owen.
Hi, Talia. I'm so excited that you came to visit.
What a cool frown.
Want to jump on and try it? But you do know the rule. Whoever sits on the throne has to answer the questions.
What is going on here?
Trivia on the 10.
I'm not sure if you know this, Talia, but I'm a big fan of trees. They do so many cool things. They provide shade, improve air quality, and even help fight climate change. But do you know how many trees there are for each person on Earth? Is it approximately A, 100 trees per person, B, 277 trees per person, or C, 400 trees per person?
C.
The answer is C.
I just guessed.
In 2015, a study from NASA estimated that there are about 3 trillion trees on the planet, give or take a few million. And since there's around 8 billion people on Earth, the math says that there are about 400 trees for every person.
Wow, that's a lot of trees.
Thanks for playing, Talia.
Thanks for having me, Owen.
Tenors, if you have a great trivia question or want to sit on the trivia throne, leave us a message at 877-10-NEWS and we might have you on the show!
You know, I'm getting kind of used to wearing these eclipse glasses. Maybe I can train Midnight and Tuesday to be my seeing eye cats.
I don't think that's an actual thing, and Midnight doesn't look like she wants to leave her bed. So how are you going to play video games wearing those?
Okay, they're off. That was a great point. Should we do 10 new snaps for our listeners?
Yep, but first, here's a quick note for the grown-ups.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point-of-sale system you can trust? You need Shopify for retail. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Shopify's sleek, reliable POS hardware takes every major payment method and looks fabulous at the same time. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/lifestyle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/lifestyle to take your retail business to the next level today.
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Time for 10 new snaps.
A number of tenors have left reviews with lots of butterfly emojis.
Wait, what?
CoolGuy100 left a bunch of butterflies, which apparently said, "We're coming for you, Ryan." And listener HOGIUTDUORDPUF said, "Dear Ryan, there is only butterflies." And CrazyFox132 said, "I love this podcast. Does Pamela like foxes? Also, Ryan, will you please like butterflies? The pod is better than most." I actually do like foxes.
Thank you to everyone who left reviews, and no thank you to everyone who mentioned hey. I'm not sure why anyone would mention those terrifying creatures in a review, but we appreciate the feedback. And thanks for listening to the 10 News. Our episodes drop on Thursdays, and if you want some bonus content, you can join the Tenors Club on our website. And to our grown-ups, if you want to help support the 10 News, you can make a tax-deductible donation at the link in our show notes. The whole team thanks you for your support.
The 10 News is a co-production of Small But Mighty Media and Next Chapter Podcast, and part of the Airwave Podcast Network.
The 10 News creative team is waiting a really long time for the next total solar eclipse and includes Tracy Crooks, Logan DeYoung, Kareen Katabayan, and Carson Potter. Big thanks to Bridget Todd for stopping by and Owen for contributing to this episode.
Our production director is Jeremiah Tittle, and our executive producers are Donald Albright and show creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan.
I'm Ryan Willard.
And I'm Pamela Kirkland. Thanks for listening to the 10 News.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary? If the Loch Ness Monster was real, or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now, wherever you get your podcasts,